It appears that one of the most hated words of all time is irregardless, a portmanteau word coined by combining irrespective with regardless. Now, it means regardless, and you know that.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves...
Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
Every day, in every way, Scrooge is getting worse.
Hey, everyone. I don't care if you're listening or not, because this is me, and I'm back. Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah, and I'm hosting this Radio Irregardless program once again. You know why? Because I hate this guy. I hate this Mark Scalia. He's ridiculous. I can't believe this show is still on the air. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So I have a paper in front of me. What does it say? You're a non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Blah. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, good. And you're listening one of three ways. Through the idiot's website, that's markscalia.com. And I bet his calendar's full. Yeah, so go see him. Spend his money. Because I get 15% of everything he does. That's right, I do. So you can visit his website. And if you want to be my participant for this program, not that I'm going to talk to you or anything, but if you want to be part of the program, you click that speaker box that you're listening to on his website. That will send you right over to apparently this broadcasting site, which I've never heard of before. Mixler, MIXLR.com, and then you can be part of our listening audience. Blah, who cares? And the third way you can listen is if you're too lazy to listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time. I'm not doing the editing, by the way, but the slightly edited for time broadcast version of the show. It's an iPad thing, or it's a podcast version, whatever. And you can listen to that whenever you choose. Because you're so busy, yes. Well, I'm busy too. Matter of fact, I'm so busy that I decided I'm going to take over this show in a good way, and I'm going to tell you what I've been up to with my Happening Now monologue.
It is enough for a man to understand his own business without interfering with other people's. Mine occupies me constantly.
So I know what you're thinking. Ebenezer! Well, you would never call me that, but you would say, Mr. Scrooge, what have you been up to? Well, let's see what I've been up to. Well, last night I went up to the Winner's Circle in Salisbury, and it was a snowstorm, ice on the road. I risked my life to go up to the Winner's Circle so that I could there were toys under a tree. I got a few souvenirs. But there was a fundraiser or something. So I went up there and I made fun of everybody. And I was telling jokes up there. Now, I know what you're saying. Ebenezer, you have no sense of humor. And I would be like, yes, you're right. You are totally correct. But I was up there and I was actually doing funny jokes. I said, what's the difference between a pizza and Bob Cratchit? The correct answer is a pizza can feed a family of five. That is the correct answer. It got a big boo. Ha! Then I told them I was eating dinner at a restaurant and these orphans were banging on the window looking for food. And I said to my waiter, get those children out of here. This is a family restaurant. Right. That's why there's no Little League for orphans? Because they can never find home. Oh, poo, poo, poo. Who cares? That's what I've been up to. Counting money. Why not? That's what I do. And speaking of that, the Christmas Carol on the trolley has been going for a very long time now. And it's, as a matter of fact, I was on the show tonight. You might say, oh, Scrooge, why are you here? And I say, because I was just on the trolley like an hour ago. I couldn't, I had to leave those people. Ridiculous. You know what they do? They buy the tickets and then they show up. Who does that? Can't you just send me the money? That's all I'm looking for is the money. That's what I say. You know, this is my best spot. Oh, by the way, I can't even tell. Well, maybe I'll do this. Here, here's my Christmas
We're
song for you.
To start saying
yes.
Merry Christmas.
45.
Merry That's, Christmas.
Even this guy is singing
Happy
Christmas
New Year,
songs.
Happy holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents. Underneath the Christmas tree.
That's enough of that. You know what? You know, I'm torn. I hear that song and I'm torn because as much as I like, well, I say like, it. I don't, like is not the right word. We're compatriots. I would say comrades, but I don't want to get anybody crazy. Then he's singing about Christmas. Ugh. I hate Christmas. No one likes Christmas. I don't want to do any of that. I can't wait for this season to get over. You know why? Because next month there's something big happening. Do you know what's happening next month? I'll give you a hint. The idiot, Mark Scalia, he's got a comedy festival or something. Yes. What's playing music? These things are all automated. I didn't do anything. Yes. It's very big, the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. He will. What does it say? Over 200 comedians submitted to the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, and we're going to have 16 performers over 3 nights, 4 shows, lots of drinks, blah, blah, blah. And that's January 16th through 18th. Well, with any luck, it'll still be cold. I don't want to be visited by any spirits, not at all. Maybe rum and vodka. Who cares? I wish I had some of that now. That'd be good. I want some rum. Well, you know, rum doesn't make me happy, but at least it makes other people leave you alone. Oh, speaking of that, today's a big day. I don't know if you knew this. I know I just played a little bit of a 45, but today's a big day. What? 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 Who played this? Ah. He's not going to be convicted. No, 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 no. You need him in there because the economy is going well and I'm making lots of money. And speaking of that, since we're here, let's bring up the White House update so I can talk about my buddy.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
All right, so big news today. Mr. Donald J. Trump. Apparently, Skeletor, otherwise known as Nancy Pelosi, but I don't like her at all. And she keeps sending me emails. I don't know why. But she was all banging gavels and blah, blah, blah. So apparently he's going to be impeached. Now, for you weirdos out there who think you know what civics is all about, all this means is they're going to listen to more stuff that they've already been saying. Hearsay testimony. Leading the witness. Speculative. You're going to hear words like that. He's not going anywhere. Trump 2020. There we go. That's my own personal thing. Come on. Who's going to take him out? Elizabeth Warren, cut it out. Elizabeth Warren. And Bernie, he's 107 years old. If I want to know about the Civil War, he's the man I'd speak to. Well, that Tulsi Gabbard's something else, though, I'll tell you that. If I was 35 years younger and she was 20 years older, I probably still wouldn't have a shot. But you know what I'm talking about. Who's going to take him? What's that? Buttigieg. I don't know his name. I don't know. He's third. Oh, he's a strong third. Really? He's still third. Doesn't matter. It's not going to happen. Besides, you know something? I'm a little biased. I'll be honest. I'm a little biased. The Donald and I, we share some of the same accounts. It's not a big deal. Just let it go. But we'll see how this turns out. He's innocent. This isn't like Clinton. Clinton was like, he was a baby. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to do it. I'm so sorry. And then he said, I didn't have sexual relations. Yeah, you know something? Neither have I. Whatever. You're all a bunch of weirdos. 45's not going anywhere. Yeah, if I have anything to do with it, I'll grease some palms. That'll work out nice. Yeah, but Skeletor's not going to get him. And that's not going to happen. But I'll tell you, though, I do. That Tulsi Gabbard, though. I really think of it. I'm thinking about that right now. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. And a Buttigieg, he's whatever his name is. He's probably going to come in third. You know, you don't win anything for third. It's not going to happen. Anyway, you know, there's a bunch of Christmas songs that everybody wants me to play, but I don't like any of them. People were like, oh, why don't you play the Dominic the Donkey? And I want a hippopotamus. First of all, hippopotamuses are extinct. Aren't dentists hunting them every season? How many are left? I know we did away with the rhinos, and now the hippos are next. Know what we got to do next? We got rid of the rhinos. We got rid of the dodos. Now we got to get rid of the poor. That's it. That's my slogan. Get rid of the poor, 2020. That's 2020. That's the perfect vision for the future. That's exactly what I would do. I want to get rid of the poor. I want to just make more money. See, if we got rid of all the people except me, then all the money would be mine. That would be good. I like that. That makes sense. What? What's going on? What is that? What's happening? What? Oh. Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
All right, who were you then?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
What are you doing here?
I tried the Salem trolley, but they said you were hosting a mediocre radio show.
What do you want?
Much. Oh, do you believe in me or not?
I'm not even sure if you're even real. Can't we just agree and just, you know, maybe move this thing along?
Scrooge, you have been cruel, intolerant, vile, and a member of the RNC. And now you must see the errors of your life. You will be haunted by three spirits tonight.
Tonight? I'm hosting a show.
Like anyone is really listening. Expect the first before the first break. The second before the second break. And the third, well, you get the gist. Now, look to see me no more. No! Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Really? Crossovers? Is that what we're doing? Get out of here! Craziness. I don't need any of that. What is that? Are you kidding me?
Enigma?
Really? Is this 1991? You've got to be kidding me. With intro music like this, you must be the ghost of Christmas past.
You're right. I am the ghost of Christmas past.
You sound very strange.
Well, it's only a $100 mixer, and this is the best we got.
What do you want?
I am here to show you your past. You'll be like, hey, that's me as a young man. And that's me old girlfriend. And that's where I left my keys.
We're doing this right now.
Yes, so let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radio Irregardless, and we'll be right back.
Stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'll be on my way.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I dial 911.
We're gonna have so much fun.
I'm scared and cold.
I think that I have struck some gold.
You got me starting to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
What are those scrapes on the floor?
Listen to the fireplace roar.
This is the worst day.
We'll be together forever.
Please don't make me drink anymore.
Excuse me while I go lock the door.
But will the cops there?
Baby, it's bad out there.
What did you put in my drink?
No help to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are blurry
to break
now.
Break out of this hell.
I'll hold you down. Your hair looks swell.
I'm saying no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'll I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Get out of my way.
Baby, don't hold out. Ah, but it's cold.
It's cold out there. But it's nice and warm in here. Oh, yeah, it's cold outside.
I have mace in my purse, you hole.
And you're back at Radio Air Regardless. This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and I'm your host hosting the show. I'm filling in for Mark Scalia. And during the break, I was visited by the ghost, the spirit of the past, and I was shown my past and realized that I've paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. That sounds very familiar. Look, I only spent like 2 minutes in the past. It wasn't even that long. What is going on here? What is going on? What is this, like a reggae Christmas? What is happening here? I didn't even hit that button. Oh no.
Scrooge! I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me! Never seen the likes of me before.
No, I haven't. I really should invest in ADT. People just come walking in all the time.
Come, Scrooge! I will show you how you miss out on the gifts of the season. Let's visit your employee, Bob Cratchit, and his family. And we should go quickly because his neighborhood is not that safe.
This coming from the ghost that just broke into my studio. I'm going to follow this guy out of here. I'm going to go with the spirit. And you are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back. Are you seasonally depressed? If so, CSUN Depressitol may be right for you. Millions are already taking CSUN Depressitol. Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, anxiety, anger, constipation, excessive gas, and vomiting. If taking CSUN Depressitol has any of the aforementioned effects, stop taking it immediately. Get on a plane, buy a sun lamp, yell at strangers. Good luck. It's gonna be a long one. And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, Ebenezer Scrooge. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just come back from seeing people celebrate Christmas. And okay, I get it. I understand. Your Bob was so happy with his family, and they didn't have much, but they were happy. I mean, you know, I might have been able to, you know, perhaps treat him a little better at work, maybe. And this show, it's hosting this. This is not that bad. I mean, it's, I suppose I should thank Mark for letting me host this show, and I guess maybe I could say thank you for you listeners. I could, and maybe I've been a little wasteful in the course of my life, and I may have been able to spend my time better, but I don't know at all. I just, the things I've been witnessing, it's very troublesome. I mean, the shadows of these things. I don't know how you people do it. Oh, no. We're supposed to take our third break. Oh, you got to be kidding me. This is not cool at all. I've heard about him. I don't... Oh, no.
Hello, Scrooge. I want to play a game.
I don't want to play a game with you.
This is a Christmas game. And you're going to go with me, whether you want to or not. Christmas time. The choice is yours.
All right, look, I'm going to go with this guy. Let's take our final break. And we come back. Who knows what will happen? But, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back. I hope.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Ebenezer Scrooge. And ladies and gentlemen, I just went with the third spirit, the ghost of the future, and I saw things. And it is terrible out there. And I'll tell you, I've got to change. That's what I'm going to. And I'm going to change. And I will change. And I have changed. I'm very changed. And I want to celebrate Christmas. Christmas. That's what I'm going to do. Christmas time for everyone.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye.
the official fan fee of the island of Misfit Toys.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
You wonderful people, all the listeners of Radio Regardless, I've got to tell you, I feel better than I've ever felt in my entire life, and I was just counting up some money because I'm going to give some to charity. And you wonderful people on listening, either through the podcast or listening live right now, I wish you all... All right, here we go. It's a big thing for me. I wish you all... a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. and a Happy New Year. I've done it. And I'm going out right now, and I'm going to buy some really good presents for everyone. And I know it's only a few days left to Christmas, but I'm going to do it. So I want you all to have a good Christmas. And, oh, look, wait a minute. Get it, come over here. Wait a minute. I have to go. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
What are you doing? Where are you going? Oh, thanks. Oh, hello.
Wow. I don't know what happened with Scrooge. He just went by me through... Is that a 20? He put a 20 in my pocket. Unbelievable. Oh. Hey, guys. I hope you had a good show. It sounded like he's in a good mood, which is... I don't know what happened here. He's never in a good mood, so... But apparently...
you know, maybe hosting this show once a year makes him feel good. I don't know. So, hey, guys, I just walked in. Oh, yes, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. And if you're listening to the podcast, Merry Christmas as well. And once again, now I just jumped in. This is Mark Scalia. Ebenezer Scrooge was hosting. He just left. I don't know what's going on with him. But I just got done, and I'm back here. And I just wanted to say, hey, guys, this is our last show of 2019. I know this. It's been a strange year. It's been weird with the show. It's been here and there, and we're doing a once-a-month show. But a lot of things are still happening. I hope I don't even know. Did he play the New Year's Eve? I don't think he did play the New Year's Eve. Maybe, I don't know. You know something? Let's just leave it at that. I mean, you know, hold on. Well, maybe I will. Hold on. Maybe I'll find this. It's New Year's Eve. Well, you know something? It's Christmas. Hey, let's play Christmas.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
We've all heard the biblical origins of Christmas, but societies have been celebrating light and birth in the darkest days of winter, centuries before Jesus walked the earth. In the Norse country, this winter celebration was known as Yule. Around December 21st, the winter solstice, fathers and sons dragged evergreens indoors as reminders of life and set logs on fire as a promise of good fortune.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here.
The floor's on fire. You see? And the chair.
Ancient Rome had its own December festivals. 1 week before the winter solstice, Romans began celebrating Saturnalia, an orgy of food and drink.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
By the first century AD, pagan traditions were being challenged as Christianity took hold throughout the empire.
You dare challenge Megamind!
The church knew it could not outlaw the pagan traditions of Christmas, so it came to accept them. The evergreens traditionally brought indoors were decorated with apples, symbolizing the Garden of Eden.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
The story of Santa Claus also begins in the 4th century with the death of Nicholas, a beloved Turkish bishop. The anniversary of his death became known as St. Nicholas Day. On December 6th, good children woke to gifts from the kindly saint. Bad children sulked away with nothing.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Like St. Nicholas, Santa Claus spread good cheer and gave gifts to children. Less clear was exactly what this Santa Claus looked like. Then in 1863, Thomas Nast, a cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, settled the matter once and for all with his version of the Christmas Saint. Nast's Santa was rotund and jolly, with a full white beard and a sack full of toys. An American icon was born.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History. Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
In New York City's Times Square, 500,000 jubilant people stand in the winter cold.
Buckets cold!
With eager anticipation, they await the countdown to midnight and the arrival of a new year.
Merry New Year!
In 46 BC, Julius Caesar invited an Egyptian astronomer to help recalculate the Roman year, making it solar, not lunar. The new system of measurement became known as the Julian calendar.
It's me, King Julian! Which of you is attracted to me?
Pope Gregory XIII corrected the Julian calendar in 1582 by eliminating 10 days from the year to keep it in sync with the seasons.
10 Days in a Madhouse by Nellie Bly.
Yet today, many cultures still look to their ancient calendars to set the dates for their traditional and unique New Year celebrations. The Chinese have symbolic feasts and colorful festivals. The Jews, a solemn day of prayer. Hindus light up the night in a festival called Diwali. Americans usher in the new year with Auld Lang Syne, an old Scottish ballad with lyrics that few seem to know.
this text, and I'm kind of filling up, just going, oh, he's really had a good time, and it just goes, shite.
The song was popularized by a bandleader at a 1929 New Year's Eve party in New York. The celebration of the New Year stems from a universal time and place, when years were measured not by calendars, watches, and clocks, but by never-ending cycles of the sun and the moon.
This has been Radio Irregardless's His Story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I just wanted to play those two before the end of the year. And, of course, next Wednesday is Christmas and the week after that is New Year's Day. It's been such a fun time being with you guys. Thank you guys so much. And as always, you want to be a sponsor, you want to be a guest, call the hotline 978-219-9294. Oh, I didn't tell you where I'm going to be. New Year's Eve, I'm going to be at the Salem Cinema in Salem, my own backyard. I got Christmas Carol shows all the way up. And, of course, we'll be back on the 1st or the 8th. Happy New Year!
Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.